No public comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on down. Public hearing for the proposed 2021 budget. Per the revised Missouri statute, chapter 50.600, the budget document shall be presented to the county commission in typewritten or in printed form. Copies shall be made available for public distribution. The county commission shall hold at least one public hearing on the proposed budget before final action is taken. At least 5 days notice of hearing shall be given. And the hearing shall not be held within 10 days after the budget document is made available to the public. Per Chapter 50.600, I've got 9:07 a.m. We are. This is the public hearing, and it has been published. I've got proof of publication for December 19, 2020, and December 23, 2020, in the Branson Tri-Lakes newspaper. Is there anyone here to want to make any comments on the proposed 2021 budget? Come on up. Could you state your name and your address for the record, please?
Marcia Skemper Carlock, 113 Wingfoot Drive, Branson. Is it possible for when this budget is approved to have it posted online pretty expeditiously? One of the things that I really miss about your website is it is delinquent in posting documents, whether it be your agendas, and maybe it's hidden somewhere and I just can't find it. But as soon as that is posted, that would really be helpful, rather than have to fill out the form, go through your office over there.
All right. So to address that, David, is the budget not always available on the front web page?
I don't know about the front web page.
Is it under your office's page?
The budget is.
Okay. So as soon as it's approved, it's under his.
But even the draft would be great. Your proposed budget. I'm
pretty sure the draft is. Where is it at, Dave?
The draft?
Yeah.
I don't have it on the
web page. Okay, so that's not posted?
I can do that.
But it's available to anybody that wants it via request. And it's available digitally via request. Is that correct?
But you have to fill out the form.
Anytime you get public records, you have to fill out a form. It's just a simple... It's
not
a simple.
Posted online.
Okay, but it's not a hard... What is it? A simple page. Hey, this is the... I'm asking... And that's per statute. And it's by law.
Yeah.
If you want any information, whether it be... I feel like you're trying to accuse us of hiding something, and if anybody asks for anything,
making it easy.
It's very simple.
Are not updated.
I think if you do a request on email,
request via email gives a.
Email, actually,
well, once it's approved, you'll have it posted online.
Correct. Normally,
as soon as it's posted.
Approved one.
Right, and because I know I've accessed it 2020s during the budget time. Instead of looking for my book upstairs, I can pull it up on my phone, and it's right there. So I can access previous year's numbers.
And just to clarify, Brandon, I am not accusing you guys of hiding something.
Well, no, you acted like it was difficult to get information. I think it's extremely easy to get information. So.
You're just trying to make it easier.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It would be great if it's already closer to it.
And then anyone else want to speak on the proposed 2021 budget? If not, I'll move on down the agenda for approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve check number 461906 through 461956, warrants 7550 through 7576, no journal entries, and I move to approve one transfer, coronavirus relief transfer number 2.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the transfer funds, which is the other transfer on the accounts payable page.
I'll second that motion.
What was the motion?
The motion was to approve the transfer that was missed for the transfer of funds.
The first one up here.
Road and Bridge Trust Fund to General County Revenue.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, December 21st. 2020 and executive session minutes for December 21st, 2020.
On the back page, we're going to change Commissioner Wyatt via teleconference.
Yes, via teleconference.
Or add, I guess.
Or add it.
Move to approve regular session minutes for December 21st, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the executive minutes, under Commissioner Wyatt's vote of aye, it needs to be an abstinence or abstain. So move to approve December 21st with corrections. Excuse me. December 21st, executive session minutes with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Health Department update.
See if you sat over here.
Hi, good morning. I'm Lisa Marshall. I'm the director of the Taney County Health Department. I just want to start real quick and give you guys a quick update. Most of what we're doing at the health department continues to be COVID. So just to start with the numbers, I'm pulling these from the state website. To date, we've had 3,692 cases. So that starts back at the end of March to current. The state has us at 51 deaths. We currently have 46 on our website, so we are kind of in a constant state of reconciling that with the state health department. They get the birth certificates, the death certificates before we do. So we're constantly reconciling that to make sure we're up to date. We also verify that with our coroner's office. So we go through a little bit of an expensive process to make sure we get those verified. Over the last 7 days, we have seen 86 cases. So for us, that is actually a decrease. We had a pretty good peak there around the December 1st, which was about 5 days after Thanksgiving, so that's not terribly surprising. We saw a pretty big peak there. I think we had about 85, 89 new cases on December 1st. And since that time, we've steadily declined, which is great news. So we are anticipating, basically, as we've said all along, that we'll see an ebbing and flowing of our cases throughout the winter, and especially as we start seeing vaccinations. So we do anticipate, because we know around the holidays that people are gathering together indoors, and so we do anticipate that there will likely be another spike after Christmas and then also around that New Year's time point, just because, like I said, people tend to gather. Unfortunately, despite our recommendations to keep the distancing and all of those preventive measures. So our team is geared up for that. We're kind of bracing ourselves to see our numbers jump back up. So through the month of December, we did see a decline, which is great. And so we'll just have to kind of see what happens with our post-holiday spike that we're anticipating and then go from there. So our current positivity rate for Taney County is 19.8%. So that is also a decrease at this point in time. At one point, we were up to about 33%. So, again, we've seen that decline over the months of December. We're anticipating another spike, and then we'll see how the vaccinations play into that. So that's just kind of our numbers where we're sitting in the moment. So I also wanted to share some new items since our last report. So we did adopt, our board adopted the modified school quarantines. And so basically, the state health department, the governor, came out with recommendations and guidance for schools, children that are exposed in school settings being able to go back to the classroom. So our board did adopt that. So, of course, there's some guidelines around that. And if we start seeing that we start having school-based transmission, then our board will step that back. And, of course, we partnered with the schools extensively on that. So kids that are under quarantine because of the school exposure, as long as they're wearing masks and everybody was wearing a mask in those situations, are able to be back in the classroom. So that was adopted back in November. Of course, it's been adopted by many counties across the state. And, of course, we had not seen a lot of reported cases coming out of school exposures, and so for our county it did make sense. Some of our counterpart counties actually were seeing cases coming from the exposures in school settings, but we were not. So we felt like for our county that did make sense. We've also seen that the CDC has updated their quarantine guidance. They have now said that, of course, the science has not changed. So for people that can quarantine for 14 days to do so, but for those that cannot, a 10-day quarantine is acceptable. So our board did adopt that back a couple weeks ago. So we've started going with a 10-day quarantine. And, of course, there was also a 7-day test-out option that the CDC recommended. But our board did not adopt that piece because of our current our level of cases at the point in time. So once we get to a better level of our cases and we can maintain that for 7 days, then they will review that and see where we're sitting at that point in time. A couple of new technology pieces that we've taken on. Basically, we're getting so many cases that we are not able to make phone calls to every single person. We just simply were getting too many to keep up with, and we were not able to reach everybody in a timely fashion. So we now have the text notifications. So if an individual tests positive, they do get a text asking them to fill out a quick survey, and that helps us determine the level of follow-up they'll need from us, and then get them in line also for a release. And then also, we were running into folks that were basically doing the right thing and putting themselves in quarantine because they've been exposed. But in the course of our investigations, their name was not given to us, so we didn't know they're in quarantine. And they were having some difficulty getting plugged into the system to get a letter for release. So we now have a self-reporting link on our website. So for individuals that have been in quarantine or been exposed, they can report to us that they have been exposed, that they are going to be in quarantine, and then we send them a letter of documentation so that they can take that back to their employer or to school. And those are really the struggles, kind of the pain points we were seeing. We weren't able to reach everybody that basically if we didn't know they're in quarantine, we wouldn't know to give them a letter. So this gives them an avenue to get that letter of release. And to point, we've had several people use it, and it's been pretty successful. So any questions on any of that? I want to jump into the vaccine next. So
I got a real quick question. Sure. I know that they take temperatures. when you go into the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate if the temperature is, I mean, is that an indicator if they've got a fever?
Yeah, so one of the symptoms of COVID is a fever of 100.